Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Friday, the day we pray and reflect about our topic for the week. This week we've been talking about pioneers and pagans, how the very first followers of Jesus, the very first Christian communicators, encountered a group of people who worshipped many gods, and how there were some challenges there because they were used to communicating with people who believed in one God, who had a background in Judaism, and they could introduce them to Jesus as the fulfillment of everything they had already learned. In this case, though, these were people who had a completely different worldview, and so the early Christians needed to find some new ways to communicate. So we're going to take some time to pray and reflect about what we learned this week. We'll start with a time of silence where you can just focus your thoughts on God. Close your eyes if you're able to. If you're driving, just turn down the radio and focus on God. And then I'll suggest some topics you can pray for. Prayer is talking to God, so if you've never done it before, please give it a try. Talk to God either aloud or just in your own thoughts, whatever's appropriate where you are. God will hear it either way. So let's take that time for reflection now as we prepare to pray. Well, let's start by addressing our prayer to the one God, the creator of everything, who created all the material in the world that we sometimes use to create idols for worship and things like that. But we are addressing our prayer today to the one true God who created it all, who says there are no other gods than him. Well, now in confession, let's confess those times when we have acted as if God isn't alone, where we've acted as if there are other gods in our lives. And I don't just mean things like metal statues and idols. I don't mean just other religious systems. I mean anything in our life that tries to take God's place. Ourselves, our needs, our stuff, whatever it might be, we can put those things in the center of our lives and act as if they're the most important thing ever. Whenever that happens, it's like we've pushed God away and said, you're not the only God, you're one of my many gods. And at that point, we need to confess. Well, now that we've said sorry, we can give thanks that God does still offer to transform us from the inside out, to take that place at the center of our lives. Even though we've popped him out of there before, he still wants to be a part of our lives, and that's incredible. God actually does not consider us a lost cause, even though we have done everything we can to tell him we are. So let's give thanks that God still wants to be part of our lives. Finally, in supplication, let's ask God to be the one center in our lives, to be our one purpose for living, the one way that we pattern our lives and organize our lives based on his teaching and a relationship with him. Let's also ask God to help us share that relationship with others, share with others the difference that he's made in our lives, and to give us the courage to do that with the boldness that we saw in this story that we studied this week. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week. See you next week as we continue our series on Pioneer Story, the Book of Acts. Until then, please do take some time off. Take a day of rest. It's really important. God commanded it. It was so important He did it. So please don't neglect it this week. Take a day of rest where you're not doing any work. And then take a day Sunday for community. Spend time with family, friends, and Christian community. And we're going to be starting a brand new Christian community in Ajax for families this fall. Watch for more information about it. It's in active development right now, planning to launch the weekend of September 19th as we have a movie night and we have the first time worshiping together as a community. Have a great one. I'll see you next week.